Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And they're already working to adhere to their state-approved reopening plans. Now schools in New York State have another item on their to-do list: provide all of their information to parents. Governor Cuomo announced the requirement today, and WCBS reporter Peter Haskell was there. Peter, what's this all about?
Districts across the state need to provide a report card every day. The information here will include COVID tests, infection rates, turnaround time, and the like. And the goal here is to provide data to help parents and teachers make decisions. Governor Cuomo has been saying from the beginning, you can open schools, but if teachers don't go and parents don't send your kids, what's the point? This will provide the data. The parents will know what the situation is. They can decide if they feel the schools are safe for their kids.
So a report every day. How is this going to work?
The state is setting up a website with a dashboard. You put in your address, your district comes up, and then you're supposed to be able to find your school. Now, the fact of the matter is, the state had asked for plans from districts. A lot of the districts were late. The governor says if there is no data, it will be telling the parents that the numbers aren't right and perhaps something is wrong. The website is going to be schoolcovidreportcard.health.ny.gov. So it's a mouthful. You probably just want to Google it.
Well, Peter, what about colleges? What's the latest with them?
Colleges are a whole nother ballgame. A lot of schools are in session. Seven schools in the state have outbreaks already. And Cuomo was very unhappy with the images of parties or a large party in Washington Square Park involving NYU students. The governor says if any campus has 100 or more COVID cases, the state could pull the plug on in-person learning. That would mean all remote learning. And he is trying to put pressure on the schools to crack down on these parties.
That's WCBS reporter Peter Haskell.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.